All right. Page 128 today. We're starting the end of 127. Kuf Samach Zayin. Sif Yud Aleph. Okay, we were discussing how to have in mind and pater other people with brachos. Okay, and that's what we're continuing over here. And basically, the din is, Midik or din of the Gemara, you need kvias. You need to have some type of situation where you're set together in order for one person to be motzi other people in brachos. Okay, and back in the time of the Gemara, that way was doing haseba. Okay, like we do Leil Pesach, that's what they did all year round, is they did leaning, they were koveat together, derech haseba. And that's what's going on over here in the beginning of Sif Yadav. Hayu, Shnaimu Rabbi, the two are more people, Echad Mivarech Lekulam. One person should make the bracha for everyone. This is normally a lichatchila for one person to make a bracha for everyone, because the concept of Rovam Hadras Melech, that more people doing the mitzvah together is better for everyone. Okay, it's a greater mitzvah. V'dafka heisebu shu derech kavod. It's only if they do a seba, which is the derech kvias. Oh, balabayitim b'nei beisu dahavi kaseba, or even if you then have a seba, but you have a balabayit with other people, or with his household, because they're all nimshach achrav, they're all obviously eating all together. Havayin yoshim b'lo seba, kevin sheni nikbayin yachad, ko echad mevarech latzo. If you do not koveat together, eating in their own place, then you would not have... You would not make one person make the bracha for everyone else. That's all maker din of the Gemara. But nowadays things change. Before that, Vim Amru no chokano makom ploni. If you just say, let's eat over here in this place, kaven sheichinu makom lachila son kavi kava. Since they all discussed eating in one place, that also is a kavias. It's also set a set amount, a way of doing it. It's a set way, and therefore you could all one person could pater other people. Afilu b'la seba, even without a seba. However, nowadays, we don't have a seba nowadays. Even when you want to eat together with people, we don't do a seba. Therefore, us sitting around a table or around a tablecloth together, that is considered kvias. And that for that b'nei chabura is like their haseba. That's like our haseba nowadays. And we're in the way that we do it nowadays. We sit around the table. But if nowadays we're sitting for us is considered kvias, but if one's sitting over here, one's sitting over there, everyone's scattered all over the place, you're not really sitting together, that is not considered kvias, and therefore you would not pater each other. Very importantly, it sounds like over here that anytime you're going to eat at least by bread, you should go ahead and one person should make the bracha for everyone else. That is simply not the minhag nowadays. And the Mishnah Berurah, you have to know many other Mishnah Berurahs in order to understand what's going on over here at Halacha L'maaseh. Okay, so sometimes it's not just to know what's going on locally in the Mishnah Berurah, you have to know other Mishnah Berurahs also. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Samech and Ches, in the end of Siv Kodin Kaf Aleph, he writes the Farish over there, V'dah. First wide line on page 132. Nowadays, the minig is that everyone makes their own birkas hamotzi. Everyone nowadays makes the bracha on their own bread. Why would we do this? What happened to Rav Ham Hadras Melech? So Rav Nevinzal himself asked this question in Siman Kuf Samech Hey. Sif Katan Hey, if you look in Rav Nevinzal over there, he said, Tzarech Yin, why the minig is like that? But that seems to be the minig, and we could explain it based on, it seems to be, I don't understand it to the fullest extent, but in Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Yud Gimel, Sif Katan Yud Beis, he basically says nowadays we're not so good at having kavanah to be motzi and to be yotze. Okay, I'm not going to read it inside for time's sake. You can look it over there, but again, the Mishnah Berurah and Reish Yud Gimel, Sif Katan Yud Beis says we're not bekiyin in being motzi other people and yotze. Okay, sometimes we use it and we need to use it in many places, but we don't need to use it, so we say during the week. Everyone's going to make a brecha on their own bread. That seems to be the minig, that we don't wait for one person to make a motzi for everyone. It's not, I don't know if it's wrong to do it. You can't do it. The minig is not like that. The one time it's different is on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the minig is that one person does make the brecha for everyone else. That is because you have the extra inyan of lechem mishnah. Okay, they don't want to have everyone have their own lechem mishnah. So one person makes the brecha on the lechem mishnah. And there we use the motzi and the yotzei. So therefore, that's what's going on over here. That's why we don't really follow this din too often. For sure, not by shahakals and other foods that are not bread. That's even more of a reason not to do it. But the minhag seems not to be do it during chol. Okay, so that's what's going on over here in this halacha. Now, when we say that you need to be shulchan echad or memap achas, I guess it would be shaykh on Shabbos, or if you want to use this din other days, it's lav dafka, says the Gra. It doesn't mean shulchan, you don't have to eat around a table or in a mappa. So long as you're eating together, you're koveya together, and you're sitting all around together, that would be good enough to be considered kvias. Now, what about standing together? What about standing up? So the Bir Halacha already points out that standing in general, divar masal yeshiva didan, in Bir Halacha yeshiva didan, he says ava amida lo mahani. Sitting around together, that's considered kvias. But standing is not necessarily kvias. But we do stand for many mitzvahs. Let's say kia shofar, one person's motzi, everyone with a little kvias. So the answer to that question is very simple. This whole din of kvias is only by a suda, it's by birchas nen. Because you're part of the kvias, part of the eating. When you eat, you sit around the table. But by birchas mitzvahs, you don't have the din of kvias, you don't have to all sit around together. You just have to have kavanah to be yotzi and to be motzi. So therefore, we all stand up together in the shul. And the person makes the bracha on tekiyah shofar, and he's motzi everyone else, and that's included in all different types of berakas mitzvahs. This is the reason also by many people the minhag to stand for avdala. The Gra himself stood for avdala because you don't really need kvias. It's a berakas mitzvah over here. You're doing berakas mitzvahs really over here, and therefore that's the minhag why some people do stand, some people do sit for avdala. Different everyone according to his minhag. This is also in the found in the Chazanish and Or Chaim Perak Yates. Simon Yates Os Ches, that din also. Fine. But the Maisa, what we're going to see, we'll see soon, a couple of lachs will say this also, is by standing up, though, you can have kviyah sometimes. Because some people do stand up for Kiddush. And Kiddush, even though it's a birkas a mitzvah, it's also the beginning of the Suda. You need to have kviyah by Kiddush. So how do we stand up? So we'll see. We'll have to say that even standing up, if you say, let's get together, and you're sitting all standing around the table, and you're really standing together, that also will be a semi-quasi kvias that we will use in some time. So this general din of the Bir Halacha of Al-Amida Lomahani is only when you just happen to be standing around together, but you didn't say, let's eat together. But once you say, let's eat together, and you're koveya together, that would be a din where one person could be motzi other people. Let's move on to Sif Yud Beis. Let's say you're all riding on your horses, and you say, let's eat together. Even though each one is eating from his own loaf of bread. And they're not getting down from their animals. And they could still be mitzarf. So you overheard. No, it's not real kvias because you're on your horses. But nevertheless, since you're saying, let's eat together, that is the kvias over here that's going to mitzarf everyone. So long as you stand with your horses, meaning you stop the horses and you're standing around your horses eating together, that is considered kvias. But let's say you're riding and everyone's eating while they're riding, that is no kvias at all, and therefore that would not be, one person cannot motzi other people in that case. If you're sitting around in like a big grassy area and you're all sitting separately, even though everyone's eating at the same time, and even if they might be sharing the same loaf of bread, nevertheless, since you're all eating, one's in this corner, one's in that corner, one's in the middle, you're all sitting in different places, you're not really eating together, that is not considered kvias, and therefore you would not be allowed to mitzarif. These dinim also apply by birkas zimun. When you're benching together, you also need kvias. The idea is you're coming together to bench together, that is a din in kvias, and therefore all these dinim apply. And therefore, what you said before, the map of shulchan echad is lav dafki. You have to be eating together, and therefore, Rav Nevinzal Paz and Shabbos, let's say in the dining room, even though you're not around the same table, you're not in the same tablecloth. Nevertheless, since you're all eating together, that's considered one kvias, and you could go ahead and bench together. So these are all dinim. Also, is that if you're traveling with a bunch of guys and you say, let's sit down and eat, you might be sitting not exactly around the same area, but if you're basically eating together, you're not mufurad and mufuzar around all the areas, you could go ahead and have a mazumin together. That's all considered kvias. So the same thing apply over here will apply over there. What about, let's say you're on a carriage or an airplane or a boat, what would be the din? So based on Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Samach Beis, says over here, third line in, it says, Mistapik Amagan Avram, sorry, we'll go back a little bit, Vim Yoshim Ba'agola Achaz Yom Nochel Kan, you're sitting in one wagon. Okay, a horse pulling a wagon, and you say, let's eat over here. V'oklin yachad. Mistapik Amagan Avram De'esher Mistar, maybe that's considered Tziruf. De'afakat De'ba'am, and Oseh Ba'agola Kamahak Tami, because normally, when you're riding, that's considered like you're walking, that would not be kvias, Mikol Makom, Kevin Shal Kolpanin, Kulam Yoshim Ba'agud Achaz, Yesh Lomar Nimitzar. Maybe, since you're all sitting together in the wagon, that would be considered kvias. He says, "V'chei nota das eli rabba l'hakel." It sounds like the eli rabba is makel something the Mishnah Berurah say, that would be considered kvias. And I would say the same thing if one is riding in a car. If someone's in a car and you're eating together, and you guys decide you're going to eat together, not everyone's eating at their own time, that'd also be kvias, both in terms of benching, and if one person want to be potter, the other people. Why? Because you're traveling. You're traveling. You're not real kvias. You only happen to be sitting next to each other because you have to be sitting next to each other, not necessarily eating together. Ubitzvina. But by a boat, pashur aflamaganam dakam and starving. Everyone agreed by a boat. That's a big thing. It's not really traveling over there. It's much more kvias on a boat, and therefore you would be mitzarfin. I think huadin by an airplane. By everyone would be sitting together also in an airplane. If you're eating together over there, that would be a tsiruf in terms of zimun and for the dinim over here. One last din over here, let's read Sifyud Gimel, is Hecha de lo kavu. Malkum damrin shekolachan mevarach la'atzo, in kivin ha mevarach la'otzim, in iskaim niskam la'tzeis yaso. So all that we talked about, that you need this kvias, passing the Shulchan Aruch, this is all l'chatchila. This is all l'chatchila. But b'di'evit, so long as the motzi had a kavanah to be motzi, and the person who wants to be yotzi had a kavanah to be to latzeis yidei chavaso, even if they didn't have kvias, they were sitting a little bit separate than each other. Nevertheless, if you did have a mind to do it, you would be yotzi. This is in terms of bracha rishonim. For zimun, this would not necessarily work because you're not having kavanah to sit together. Okay, but if you want to be yotzi, someone else in a mitzvah, or in berkas hananin, this would work. Even though this is only, even though you do not really have kvias, we're saying this is what would work. But the Mishnah Berurah does point out that the Magen Avraham disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch in the first line on page 129. That this din, if you don't have kvias, you would not be yotzi even b'di'evid. However, the Mishnah Berurah does not pass like this Magen Avraham. Omnam the bira grahi chriel adina divrei Shulchan Aruch ikar. And you see, like the Mishnah Berurah does, and that's a good clause to know. He brings down a din, he says aval or omnam. However, usually that means that the Mishnah Berurah is going to be passing like the second opinion, saying we don't accept the Magen Avraham. The gra agrees with the Shulchan Aruch's din over here, and therefore b'di'evid. You are yotzei, you're yotzei the bracha, if someone has kavanah to be pater you, and you have kavanah to be yotzei in his bracha. And that's the dinam tov here in terms of kvias and being yotzei to yotzei other people in Birkas Hananim.